my name is Maybelline, and I'm the happy owner of Six Parrots. Other than Loki, who was bought from a pet shop, I kind of adopted the rest or rescued them because some of them are lost birds that no owners came to pick up or adopted through my society as well when we do rescues and surrenders. So this is a bird tree that we got, and I think it's a very important part of our daily routine with the birds now, because actually parrots, they are very intelligent and they love foraging. There's this concept called contrast freeloading, where they will actually prefer to work for their food rather than just freeload a bowl of food in their cage like that. We put dried flowers in these little bowls that we added around, and then we sprinkle seeds in them so that they can go and search around the dried flowers and pick out the seeds, and they really love doing that.
We did some DIY. We have changed some of the classic branches into different types of perches because it's better for their feet. We have included a few DIY toys, like things that they love to chew, like soft wood, cuttlefish bone, toilet paper roll.
This is Bibi. You can see that he has a missing foot. He was a lost bird, and then there was nobody who claimed him after several months of searching, so I decided to just keep him. When he arrived, he already had a missing foot. And I think maybe this is not so well known around, but disabled birds also, they're considered special needs also. So usually what we do is in the cage, we put more platforms and you know, flatter areas so that it's easy for him to move around in the cage also.
So you can see that my whole house is actually a huge birdcage for them. Everything is mesh, all the windows and the door also, so there's no form of escape for them. So there's a different resting place for them all over the house, like you can see in their bedroom. There's different play zone and perches for them. So I first got Luna during the end of COVID, where you know a lot of people are alone at home, so I thought I can get myself a companion. From there, you know, having one love bird, it might get very lonely. So I got Rio, and then later on somehow it exploded into four birds. So Lucky was reported by someone on Facebook at around Hougang area in the rain on the floor. So we rescued it. So I think it's a wild bird, and then the leg is split, meaning that the leg is far apart. So right now it's in the nursing state. Yeah, we had to put the bandage between the legs to put it together and to make sure that it can walk properly in the future. My downstairs neighbor, the boy, found Kiko in the rain also at the park nearby. Her wings is clips. If you can see, the flight wing is a bit short. So I think a lot of people think that when you clip the wings, they will be more gentle, they cannot escape. But as you can see, they still can escape because they can still fly. But the problem is they can only fly low, which is quite dangerous once they go out, because they will be very prone to like crows and cats. As a new owner, sometimes it's very intimidating. Like the information out there might not be a lot or might not be accurate. So that's why I joined PSS also, to be able to share what I've learned with other people who are interested in getting birds, especially for newcomers.